Hey everyone, this is Chris. I am back. I know it's been a while. I got back from Arkansas August 5th and haven't really been too much in the mood for uploading things to YouTube, but I thought I should get back into it. And I apologize for not keeping up with comments. I will try to do that from now on. I have some that I have to go back through, so I'll definitely be trying to do that. But yeah, I am back. I got back home from Arkansas, as I said, and I think to start things off again, I'm gonna do a demo of The Veil. This just came out a couple days ago, actually, and I bought it today, so what I will be playing will be brand new to me, so we're gonna see how well that actually works. This game, it uses its own recorded audio, so there's no need for text-to-speech or anything like that. And yeah, let's jump into it. And I think it will explain things as we go. So I'm gonna go over to my documents folder.
The Veil win window, items view list, theveil.txt.
Actually, I already have it open, so I'm going to turn off the speech with NVDA
Speech mode off.
and hit enter, and we'll listen to the intro. Here we go.
Falling Squirrel and Creative Bytes Studios presents The Veil. Press the start button or space bar to begin.
So I think there's just some intro music and it waits for you to hit the space bar. So let's hit the space bar.
Main menu. Use arrow keys to cycle through the main menu options.
And hopefully my keyboard isn't making too much noise. If it is, I'll change it out for something different. So you can use the up and down keys to go through here.
Start new game. Game options. Game credits. Quit game. Game credits. Game options.
Starts pretty obvious.
Press space bar to select an option. Use arrow keys to cycle through options.
And it tells you what to do. To start the game, that I think that one's pretty obvious. Game options, those are your options. Credits, of course, gives you information about the game and who made it, who was in charge of it. And then, of course, quit takes you out of it. Let's go through options real quick.
Game options menu. Use arrow keys to cycle through menu options. Press Alt key to return to previous menu. Game difficulty settings. Press spacebar to select this option.
I believe...
Use arrow keys to cycle options.
That's going to get
Press
annoying.
Alt key to return to previous menu.
Yeah, okay. Difficulty, I think that controls the difficulty. I have been told to play this on normal.
Select game difficulty. Use casual setting.
So
press spacebar to
casual.
Select this option. Normal setting. Hard setting. Press spacebar. Normal setting. The game is set to normal. Game options menu. Game difficulty settings. Game controls.
Game controls.
Press spacebar to select the game control options. Use arrow. Controller vibration settings. Press spacebar to select this option. Use arrow keys to cycle options. Press Alt key to return to previous menu.
So, I think this game supports joysticks and gamepads and things like that, so presumably if your device has vibration feedback, you can configure it. I'll be playing this with a keyboard, though.
Set game instructions to controller. Press spacebar. Set game instructions to keyboard. Review controller layout. Press review keyboard layout. Press spacebar to select this option. Use arrow keys to cycle options. Press Alt key to return to previous menu.
That is really annoying. I wish you could stop that message. So those are pretty, I would say those explain themselves pretty well. You can either tell it to use the keyboard or a controller and to give you game instructions using either input method. Now, what is interesting is the ability to review commands. I'm going to review keyboard commands.
Review keyboard layout. Use arrow keys to cycle through input descriptions. Movement. When not engaged in melee combat, use WASD keys to move around. Use right and left arrow keys to turn on the spot. Hold the Alt key to move quietly.
Okay, that's good to know.
Standard melee attack. When engaged in melee combat, the arrow keys will control your weapon. Press the arrow keys in the direction of your target to swing. Blocking. When engaged in melee combat, press and hold W, A, or D to raise your shield in the direction of the enemy attack you wish to block.
Now that's cool. Let me play that again.
Blocking. When engaged in melee combat, press and hold W, A, or D to raise your shield in the direction of the enemy attack you wish to block.
Yeah, so that's cool. So this game has directional combat, which is really cool. And apparently the shield can be used in different ways, which is really neat. So for those of you that are thinking that this is like a blind legend, I have been told that it's not. It is much, much, much better.
Heavy melee attack. Push the down arrow key to charge your heavy attack. Then press left, up, or right arrow key to direct your attack at your target.
Alright.
Ranged attack. When there is a context to use your bow, press and hold spacebar to draw your bow, then release to fire arrow.
And sorry about the background. It's just, I think that's a guy outside on a motorcycle. It might be a guy. I have no idea. Anyway.
Building favor. During melee combat, attacking and blocking will build favor with the Fey Realm. Once enough favor has been built up, you will be able to cast spells. Flaming Weapon Spell. Press spacebar to set your weapon ablaze for a period of time. Fire Shield Spell. Press Alt key to project a burst of fire from your shield.
That's cool.
Options menu. Press Escape key to bring up menu where you can adjust various game settings. Character menu. Press Tab key to bring up menu where you can review coin, inventory, and travel map.
That's it. So, again, to navigate through these menus, you hit the up and down keys, and then enter or the spacebar to choose an option. So I'm going to hit escape, and what I'll do now, I think, is I will start the game, choose the difficulty, and then we will listen to the story, and I'm going to mute my microphone. So let me hit escape.
Options menu. Fire shield spell. Game control. Game options. Main menu. Start new game.
So alt takes you back through menus.
Press spacebar to select casual setting. Normal setting.
All right, let's
play on normal. Press spacebar to select this option.
I'm going to choose this.
Use arrow keys to cycle options. Press Alt key to return to previous menu.
Okay, yeah, so you can't silence these messages, and apparently you can't skip the cutscenes either. So, yeah, I'm going to choose normal.
Cache normal setting.
And we'll play.
Press spacebar to select this option. The game is set to normal.
The king is dead. It was not a hero's death. It was the slow death of an old man. But it gave him time to plot and fuss about his affairs. Enough time, in fact, to spare a rare thought towards his secondborn. What to do with me? The blind girl he hid away in the keep. Would I be allowed to stand at my brother's side as he took his place on the throne? No. Even from the grave, my father would not allow me to burden the family. No less than 500 miles of barren heath and twisting vale would keep me from doing that. And now? Here I am, on the approach to my new home on the outskirts of the kingdom. I hear a river. Where are we, Uncle?
We're crossing now. You, Alex, are officially home.
Describe it for me.
I would think the smell of sheep would provide all you need to know.
You could have said something nice. Made something up.
Honesty is the greatest gift a princess could receive.
Then you spoil me, Uncle. Why would it be my father's dying wish to send me to the Borderlands?
Your brother is king. Your father wanted you to have something of your own.
That's honesty. Even in death, father wanted his sightless daughter as far away as possible.
I wanted you to have something of your own. From one second born to another, it's not an easy thing being in someone's shadow.
I like the shadows. You hear more honesty there.
You will make a wise lady. Even out here in the Borderlands.
I'll make some chieftain's son a disappointing wife.
You'll be just fine. As long as you can tell the difference between the men and the sheep.
Hold up! Hold! Hold!
My lord.
What is it?
Odetan riders from the northwest.
How many?
An army, my lord.
Can we make the castle?
No. They're on us now. To arms! To arms!
Wait here, Alex.
Uncle? Uncle!
Alex! Alex! Are you okay?
Who's that?
It's your brother, Theo.
Theo, yes. What happened?
We were playing Blind Seeker. You fell down the stairs of the loft.
This always happens to me, doesn't it?
Because you're the only one who can't cheat. Everyone else peeks under the blindfold.
No. Rolf tricked me. He led me to the edge of the stairs.
Well, the little Ted is hiding by the mill wheel right now. I won't say anything to Father if you were to be careless with your cane as you search there.
Use WASD keys to walk around. Use right and left arrow keys to turn on the spot.
All right, so now we're actually playing. And yeah, so you use the left and right arrow keys to turn. You can hear that panning around. So I think where we need to go is towards that rumbling.
It's by the mill wheel.
So I think I'm in front of it, so I'm going to hold down W.
Right there. Go ahead. Swing.
Press arrow keys in the direction you wish to swing.
Ow! Yeah,
again,
something
Alex.
Stop it!
It's Uncle.
This game is over. Rolf will be wanted back in the kitchens.
Yes, my lord.
You may go too, Theo.
Yes, Uncle. Sorry, Alex.
I see you've found a new use for your cane.
What is my punishment?
If anyone should be punished, it's me. There are things I should have taught you years ago.
Like what?
I stand directly in front of you. And I want you to swing your cane at me.
You want me to hit you?
Yes. My punishment. Your first lesson.
Press arrow keys in the direction you wish to swing.
Yep. Swing at me. Now. Excellent. Now. When I move, your head will remain facing forward as to conceal your level of awareness from your enemy.
My enemy?
Listen. Now swing at me again. Very good. Now, I'm moving to stand directly in front of you again. I want you to swing as many times as you can, as fast as you can.
All right, let's try this.
Faster! That's good. Know your limit. You want to be selective with your strikes.
You will be limited to only a few consecutive strikes before you must pause to catch your breath.
An exhausted fighter is a dead fighter. And what do you think is the first rule of combat?
Don't die?
Precisely.
Hello? Uncle? The carriage. It must have overturned. It's night. How long have I been out? I need water. I'll have to get to the river.
Alright, so it's turned towards the river. Let's see, I think.
Uncle? Hello? Don't be stupid, Alex.
Just looking down the arrow.
Who's to say you'll find a friendly answer? Ah, wolves. That's reassuring. Whoa. Oh. A body. Soldier. Fur-lined tunic. He's not one of ours. Perhaps Uncle made it out okay. Let's see here. Yes. A sword. Rusted. Broken. Better than nothing. And a scabbard. You'll have to do for now.
You have gained a Tier 1 sword. The tab key will bring up the character menu, where you can review equipment, coin, and travel options.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that actually. So I'm going to hit tab.
Character menu. Use arrow keys to cycle through menu options. Equipment. Coin and salvage. Resume game. Equipment.
Let's go and do equipment.
Use arrow keys to cycle equipment. Alt key to return to character menu. Broken sword. Press spacebar to review item stats. Traveling clothes. Press spacebar. Broken sword. Use arrow keys to cycle item stat. Item quality. Tier 1 sword. Critical chance bonus. 10%. Heavy attack critical chance bonus. 20%. Critical damage multiplier. 3. Heavy attack critical damage multiplier. 3.
So these are the stats for the current weapon, I'm pretty sure.
Heavy attack. Guard break chance. 40%.
40%? Okay.
Attack speed. Medium. Endurance recovery. Medium.
So yeah, already this is definitely not like a blind legend. This is better.
Coin value. 0 copper.
Alright. Let me hit alt.
Use arrow. Broken sword. And press pay character me- equipment, coin and salvage.
Let's look in here.
You have 0 copper. Character menu. Equipment, coin, resumed.
Alright, let's keep going.
Yes. I don't think I've ever been so thirsty. Who's there? Uncle? Okay. Not Uncle. You like sticks? Go get it. I've got a heavy one here now. Fair warning, you're getting this one in the muzzle.
So we're gonna fight wolves. So I think you have to hit them when they growl. The timing matters, I'm pretty sure. Although it's not as cruel as a blind legend.
Well, I won't be sleeping tonight. What do I do, Uncle? What would Theo do? I suppose a king wouldn't find himself alone 500 miles from his home. 500 miles. I suppose I start walking. All roads lead east, they say. Unless you're walking in the exact wrong direction. Talking to yourself like a madwoman. Who's there? Friend or foe?
Depends. Are you with your dead and horde?
No. I have no money.
I'm not out to rob you.
You're limping. You're injured.
You're blind. But perceptive.
Friend or foe?
You're highborn. You're not from the borderlands.
And you?
A shepherd.
Where's your flock?
In the bellies of barbarians.
We are not foes, then?
It would appear not.
I hear men approaching. Are they the king's guard?
Afraid not, girl. This is where we part ways. Good luck.
Wait!
And he runs away.
Well, what do we have here?
Looks like a shiny prize to me.
Don't suppose she's the one the general's looking for.
Okay. Stay calm. Think, Alex.
What if you try something?
You wanted to see me, Uncle?
You are going to learn how to use a sword today.
My father wants me to learn how to use a sword.
In truth, no, he does not. However, a princess and future protector of the realm need first be able to protect herself.
Wouldn't that be my brother's job? Protector of the realm?
Firstborns get killed every day, girl. You're going to learn this. Here, take this sword. Grip it. Firmly. You know I've never cared that you're blind. And our enemies will not care about that either when they set out to kill you.
Oops.
Now, I want you to swing your sword at me. Don't worry, the blade is not sharp.
Press arrow keys in the direction you wish to swing.
Alright, so this is another training environment. I'll just hit the up arrow.
Excellent! As you can hear, your attacks are easy for me to parry as long as I'm not trying to do something else.
Something else? Like what?
Like hitting you.
That hurt!
Now, if you don't want that to happen again, you're going to have to hit me first. And if you're quick enough, I won't be able to parry. Are you ready?
I suppose.
Listen for sounds that lead into my swing. My armor, the shift of my weight, and swing the second you hear it.
Okay.
Very good. One more time. Excellent. Now, shall we play a little game?
No.
Strike me three times and you win.
All right.
Oh, and I'm going to move around this time.
Of course you are.
Very good. Excellent. Very good. That's three for you, niece. Well done. I know you think you don't need to learn this, but our enemies are unyielding and they show no mercy. Not for the young, nor the old, nor the blind. I want you to be strong. Even stronger than your brother, because no one knows what the future might hold for you.
All right, Uncle.
What's wrong with you, girl? What are you staring at?
Stay back, or I'll start swinging.
Where's the other half of your sword?
What are you waiting for?
I think she's blind.
Then that should make it easy for you. Oh, she got you good.
So I got hit, but it's okay.
Hell, I'll do it myself. You won't find me as forgiving.
Girl.
Is that the shepherd?
Yes. Take my hand before more arrive.
Where are you taking me?
Safety. I have a camp nearby. Sorry, girl, for running off. What's a lame shepherd going to do against practice killers?
I suppose I should thank you for coming back.
I suppose you're welcome.
I need to get back to the capital. To my brother.
The capital? What are you doing out here? Merchant family?
My family is very wealthy. There would be a reward if I was escorted back safely.
Escort a blind girl 500 miles down a treacherous valley in the wake of an invading horde. Not sure what reward would be worth that.
What would you do with me then?
Teach you to tend sheep? Get your pretty hands dirty.
You could buy 1,000 sheep with the reward my family could provide.
1,000? Must be some family you have. Or you don't know the price of sheep. Do you have a name?
Alex.
Alex. I am Abdul Rashid. Call me Shepherd if you like.
Okay. Shepherd.
Getting you home, Alex, will depend on where the Odedin are headed, how well I can heal up, and who we can find to help us on the way.
My uncle and I were traveling with a guard when we were attacked. They may still be around.
If that horde set upon them, they would have been killed.
I'm still here.
Then you were not worth the trouble. Get some rest. It will be safer to travel later at night. I suppose you're indifferent to the dark.
Thank you, Shepherd.
Don't thank me yet, sheep. The valley home is long and winding, and conceals more than just barbarians.
Alex, pay attention.
Yes, Uncle.
Now, as a blind fighter, you will be well served to have a shield. Now take it here with your left hand.
It's heavy.
As it should be. Now, this time, when I swing at you, I want you to raise your shield.
Press and hold A, W, or D keys to raise your shield in the direction of your target.
Are you ready?
Sure.
Yep, so A's
raise
left.
Raise your shield.
A's left, D is right. Is up.
Excellent. Now, right after you block my attack, you'll have a split second to counterattack. It's a more defensive way to fight. Give it a try. Block my attack and immediately counterattack.
Press A, W, or D keys to hold your shield in the direction of your target. After blocking your opponent, press the right, left, or up arrow key to counterattack.
Yep, so the help is very good here.
Oh, very good. Go. Another game, then. Defeat me any way you want. Attack as I swing, or block and counterattack. On guard, girl.
All right, so I'm going to block on the right. All right, then wait for him to move. And front. And attack. And I'm going to hold D.
Once again, well done, niece.
Alex, wake up.
What is it?
Odedin. They've set up camp on the ridge above us. We have to get moving. Follow me. This way.
Let's go forward.
Over here. It's a raiding party. They supply the horde as it moves. I'm afraid this won't be the last one we run into.
What do you see?
About 10 warriors in small groups around the clearing. No room to get around. There's no central fire. They probably don't like each other much.
I'll need a shield.
What are you going to do with that?
Use it if I have to.
For now, I'll try to draw them away. You stay here.
Wait!
I'll come back for you.
My uncle promised me the same thing.
I am a cunning shepherd. I won't get caught.
Not bad.
Son of a dog.
What is that?
What do we have here?
No! Wait!
Okay. Fortune shines upon us.
It's the royal brat.
We have our orders. Kill her and bring her to the general.
No!
Alex, are you listening?
What?
You were off somewhere. I said, I'll draw them away. You wait here.
No. It's not going to work.
How would you know that?
I just do. It's too dark. We'll move together. I'll lead.
All right. We'll need to get to the river.
So apparently she can see premonitions. Also, just like a blind legend, the audio design in this game is really good. Let's move forward. I'm heading right towards them, but...
Look what I found.
What is this?
The shield you requested.
Is this a barrel lid?
It suits you. Now keep moving.
You have gained a tier 1 shield.
That's right. Just keep going.
Did you hear that?
Look what I found.
Here. Each time I'm doing this, I'm blocking from the corresponding side and attacking. Which is pretty cool. Come on, die already. Giving up yet? Nope. All right, let's keep moving forward. Keep on.
Are you there, Shepherd?
I think we're clear of the camp. Damn it! A patrol!
Hey, you there! Who are you?
Stay calm, Alex. Let me talk.
Look at me.
My sister and I were just returning home from treating lepers outside Vault Keep.
Lepers, you say? Bring the torch.
Bring the torch!
Sorry, Alex. We'll have to run.
Or fight.
It's the missing princess.
I'll tell the others.
And share the glory? I don't think so. Give up, girl.
So I'm fighting two people.
Know how to use a barrel lid.
I have my uncle to thank for that.
We have to keep moving downriver. I need to find a settlement. Somewhere to heal up.
Lead the way, Shepard. Do you know this village?
It's called Braga. But that's all I know. I've never been this far east.
Describe it for me.
Well, it looks like a village. Too small and out of the way for the horde to bother with. There's a smith, some cellars, an inn.
Your leg. You going to be all right?
Not without clean dressings and herbals.
I don't have any money.
You'll have to sell something. Your clothes, maybe.
My clothes?
Your fancy cloak must be worth something, and you'll draw less attention without it. Have a look around. I'll be at home here with the animals.
So, this is what's pretty cool. So now we are in a town, and there's a bunch of different places to travel to. So let's see, we got... looks like a farm, or maybe it's a tavern, I'm not sure what that is. There's a blacksmith, and someone trying to sell stuff. Move over to this guy.
Have you come and talked to sound?
Bread, two loaves for copper.
Farm! Here's a young woman who knows a thing or two about finer things. I know a merchant from the capital when I see one. I can give you an excellent price on the furs. Well, find pelts this warm west of Riverton.
Actually, I'm looking to sell. My cloak.
Times is hard for me, too. Not sure what I could afford.
100 copper?
Oh! I mistook you for a fellow merchant. I see now that you're a highway robber. Why don't you just take my entire cart while you're at it? I could also throw in what's left of my teeth, if you like.
What do you want, then?
10 copper. Final offer.
Now who's the thief?
Whoa. Oh, no. Now that I see the cloak from the back, it's very nice. 15 copper. Truly, my final offer.
20.
Done. That's 15 and 20 copper as agreed. Nice doing business with you. Fight, silks!
Right, so we got that.
We have you covered north to south.
Let's go over to the...
Let's
go to the blacksmith. The guy that's hammering.
Come on. Can I help you?
I'm looking for healing supplies.
Just horseshoes or a blade, if you're expecting trouble.
No trouble yet.
Well, I would ask at the mill next door. The miller's wife is a healer. She sells bread out front.
I'll be going now. Thank you.
Always welcome.
Okay, so I can't go there yet. Let's go towards the lady who's talking about tonics.
Herbals, essentials, tonics, balms, and ointments.
You looking for something, child?
I'm looking for healing supplies. Dressings for a wound, and something for infection.
Are you hurt?
No, it's for my friend.
Can you bring him in? I can have a look.
I'll just take the supplies.
It will be 10 copper for the bandages and poultice.
Here you are.
Thank you, child. And this is everything you'll need.
We have you coming.
All right. Where, let's see, where is
it? Bread, two loaves for a copper.
Have you covered your...
turning.
Two loaves for a copper.
This way, Alex.
Trying to get, yeah, there we go.
I have the supplies.
Thank you.
Do you need help with the dressing?
I know what I'm doing. It's not my first blade wound. I've spent more time in pastures fending off bandits than wolves. I suppose you're not used to sleeping with livestock.
Thankfully, no. They're warm, at least.
I'll need a couple days before I can travel. But it will give us time to collect a few things. We'll need a bow for hunting, and money. Don't suppose you know a trade?
I'd like to find a better weapon. Perhaps some armor.
A sheep in wolf's clothing. I suppose it will make bandits on the road think twice. Get some sleep, Alex. All right. We should head for the inn and ask about work. Won't get anywhere without coin. Just follow the music.
Loaves for a copper.
That's okay, that's where the inn is.
Herbals, essentials, tonics, bombs, and ointments.
Here we are, the wandering goat. I'll assume it's an inn and not a stable. Shall we enter?
Press spacebar to enter. Alt key to leave.
Let's hit the spacebar.
It's pretty empty in here. But I guess it won't hurt to ask around.
Use down and up arrow keys to cycle through interactions of interest. Press Alt key to leave.
I'm too old to be wandering around the wilderness. But I've heard there is a stolen strongbox in a cave north of here. Thieves are gone, but the box is still there, apparently.
Why would they abandon it?
I don't know. It's just what I've heard. And the account was very detailed. They hid the box behind a waterfall at the back of the cave.
What do you think, Shepard?
I think it's a good way to get ambushed by a cave full of thieves.
Press spacebar to take up this quest. Alt key to pass.
So let's see if we can do these quests.
We could at least see if the cave exists. At the first sign of trouble, we turn back?
All right. What do I know?
So here we go.
Well, the old man was right. I can see the opening.
What do you see?
It looks wet and dark. I don't see any footprints in the mud. Perhaps we are safe to enter. It's very dark.
I can hear the water. Follow me.
Oh, we gotta hit W. I forget.
There's an old fire. And deer bones everywhere. These thieves were a bunch of pigs.
There's a waterfall. Let's see if you can turn towards that.
I see the box. I think I know why the thieves left.
What is it?
A very angry looking bear. It will chase us down if we try to run. I'll try to distract it. You hit it.
Hey! Hey, you!
Uh-oh.
Over here! Swing now, Alex! Over here, big guy! It's distracted! Over here! Hey! Right here! Now, Alex!
That's not supposed to happen.
I see the box. What is it, Alex? What's wrong?
A bear. By the waterfall.
A bear?
It's just a feeling. Be ready.
You were right, Alex. It is a bear. A very angry-looking bear. It will chase us down if we try to run. I'll try to distract it. You hit it. Hey! Hey, you! Hey, right here, big guy. Swing now, Alex.
Stop.
Hey, you.
Come on.
I see the box. What is it, Alex? What's wrong?
A bear. By the waterfall.
A bear?
It's just a feeling. Be ready.
Come on.
You were right, Alex. It is a bear. A very angry-looking bear. It will chase us down if we try to run. I'll try to distract it. You hit it.
Hey! Right here! Over here! Hit it! Now! Over here! Over here! Swing now, Alex! Hey. It's distracted! Hey! Hey, you! Now, Alex!
Oh, I see.
Over here, big guy!
Give this one more shot, and then I may have to take a break.
I see the box. What is it, Alex? What's wrong?
Because I don't quite get this.
A bear. By the waterfall.
A bear?
It's just a feeling. Be ready.
I wonder if I can use my shield.
You were right, Alex. It is a bear. A very angry-looking bear. It will chase us down if we try to run. I'll try to distract it. You hit it. Over here! Over here!
Hey! Right here! Ah! Now, Alex! Hey! Hey, you! Swing now, Alex!
Yeah, there we go.
Over here! Hit it! Now! Over here, big guy!
Let's use the shield.
Look now, Alex!
You're right.
Screw you.
Yes. Let's see if this was worth it. Ah, it's empty. The chest itself might be worth a few copper.
Well, it's something at least.
You have gained 30 copper in coin and salvage.
Sweet. All right. Let's hit the down arrow.
We have a little coin, so let's see about getting that bow. We should head for the smith.
Oh, fine, we're good.
Fresh bread, 2 loaves for a copper.
Can I help you?
We need a bow.
And perhaps a little steel for the road east.
You know that the Horde is on the march.
Well aware. Thank you.
I haven't done much in weapons since the local garrison left years back, but I have a couple of salvage pieces laying around.
Use up and down arrow keys to cycle through items of interest. Press Alt key to leave.
I have this sturdy sword for 30 copper.
Press space button.
I have this old hunting bow for 15. I think this padded armor and bracers might fit you. You can have it for 50. This oak shield should serve you better than that barrel lid you're carrying. We'll say 20 copper.
Press spacebar to...
The bow.
Use arrow keys to cycle item stats. Press spacebar to buy item. Alt key to consider other items. Item quality. Tier 1 bow. Critical chance bonus. 20%. Critical damage multiplier. 3.
So just hit space.
This item will cost 15 copper. Your current coin amount is 40 copper. Press spacebar to confirm per...
Good luck with that. And if you're headed east, you will need it.
Use up and down arrow keys to cycle through items of interest.
The blade. The padded armor.
Press space...
The shield.
Press... Use arrow keys to... This item will cost 20 copper after salvage of old item. Your current coin amount is 25 copper. Press space...
It's a fine piece. Take good care of it.
Use up and down arrow keys.
I'll be going now.
All right, so I'm gonna hit alt.
Thank you.
Always welcome.
Let's see what we can
do
here.
We have our bow. We can move on now. Unless you want to find better equipment for the journey.
When you are ready to travel, press the tab key to bring up the character menu and select the travel map.
Right, so what we're going to do...
Character, travel map, equipment, coin and equip... Use arrow keys to cycle equipment. Alt key to return to character menu. Broken sword. Press spacebar to review item stats. Traveling clothes. Simple oak shield. Press spacebar to hunting bow. Press spacebar to review item stats. Character menu.
Alt and then alt again. Let me see if I can do some more quests. Drop some more gold.
Who loves for a copper?
I want to get some more gold.
Tonics, bombs, and ointments.
Here's the inn. Should we enter?
Press space. Use down and...
I was supposed to meet my cousin here. I have a shipment of silks for him. Why he'd be trying to sell silk out here is beyond me.
I spoke with your cousin. He was selling just outside.
I've been told he ran afoul with the local fur traders. He's negotiating with them at their camp. I was hoping to find someone to accompany me there.
Do we look like bodyguards?
No, but you're obviously not from the village. So I can trust you would be reliable witnesses on my behalf should something go wrong. I can pay you 50 copper, assuming I make it back here safely.
Press spacebar to take up this quest.
Yep, let's do it.
We'll do it. I kind of liked your cousin.
Well, you'd be the first.
So these quests are really cool. Just because it's optional things.
You two can wait here.
To do.
That's close enough.
Gentlemen. Cousin.
Hello, Byron.
Tell them our offer.
They want me to give them all my money and all my wares and head home with you, never to return here again, in exchange for me life. What they fail to understand is that me life ain't worth a third of that on the open market.
It seems to me, cousin, that you don't have much of a bargaining position here.
And on the contrary. You see, I hid the pelts, and if they kill me, they will never find them.
And if you tell them where they are?
Then he'll probably kill me anyway.
Well, I fail to see what I can do to help here. Good luck, cousin.
No, wait. Cousin.
We should leave now.
No! No! Please,
Help me! Help me! You can have your cloak back!
Stand aside.
Let's go, Alex.
I said stand aside!
No.
Here we go.
He stays with us.
To hell with you!
And as you can tell, this is not Blind Legend. I'm getting hit by multiple things. Just not expecting that.
That was reckless, Alex.
Well, we couldn't just leave him.
And why not?
How could I ever thank you?
How about giving us the 50 copper your cousin promised us?
Oh. All right. I was about 35.
You dirty.
I jest. 50 copper, and I'll throw in a couple pelts. Yeah?
You have gained 50 copper in coin and salvage.
Where to now? We should think about setting out.
Alright,
Character. Travel map. Equipment. Coin and equip. Use broken sword. Traveling. Simple hunting bow. Simple oak shield. Press spacebar to a character.
Let's go.
Two loaves for a copper.
Let's go to the tavern. Or the inn.
Herbals, essentials, tonics, bombs, and ointments.
Here's the inn. Should we enter?
Press space. Use down and...
Can I bring you some wine? Tea? Bread and cheese?
Anything would do us both good.
I might pass on the cheese. Just saw a huge...
Oh! Dumb rats!
It's over there, beneath the table.
Where?
By your feet, Alex.
Hold on. Got it!
Oh, blessings on you.
I didn't do that.
A cup of wine on me. Oh, if only you could do that a few dozen more times, I might be rid of them.
Perhaps we could do just that. Do you pay in copper or just wine?
If you're serious, I'd be happy to pay. A rat bit my child last night. Been coming up from the cellar since the last storm. How's 20 coppers?
You want to go rat hunting?
Press spacebar to take up this quest.
Hell yeah, let's do it.
It reminds me of a game I used to play as a child.
You played a game with rats in a cellar?
Show us to the cellar, innkeep. I'll teach you how to play, Shepard.
Let's do this.
There's a shovel by the door. Might suit you better for the job.
I've got it.
Here, take the lamp too.
No, it's better in the dark. The light will just send the rats into hiding. Rats in the cellar. Catch them in the dark. Be done afore the morning lark.
Alex, it's black as pitch down here. I don't think I'll be of much use.
Nonsense. We'll play as a team. All you do is move around quietly and listen, and when you find a rat... You hit it.
That's not a game, Alex. That is hunting rats in the dark.
Ah, but it was a game. And one that I was particularly good at. Our cook would open up the cellar for us when we were playing in the kitchens. I think I hear one. Follow me.
I think we go... Turn to face it. Walk forward.
In front of us.
I think I missed.
Here, hand me the shovel. I'll show you how it's done. Rats in the cellar, hear them squeak. Three dirty rats to get your sweet. Perfectly still and swing in the direction of the rat.
Now.
Gotcha. So, if you collected three rats, Cook would give you a sweet. The other rule was if you accidentally hit another child, you would have to give them one of your rats.
So your cook would send spoiled children into a dark cellar to catch rats and keep them out of the kitchen?
I didn't think of it that way. It was still one of my favorite games. I nearly always won. This way.
Turn. Forward. And should be coming up to it pretty soon.
Here's one. This is just as fun as when I was a kid. Rats in the cellar. Quiet as a mouse. Catch the rats or burn your house.
Where are they? Let's see.
No.
Can't hear him. Very quiet. Oh, here we go.
Stay right where you are. Another one down.
You are very good at this.
I think we nearly have them all. Oh, over there. One more.
Right, just a little bit.
Hold it right there.
And let me move my microphone. Up there.
Cook would be proud. I think that's it. Well played, if I do say so myself. Let's go fetch our reward from Cook. I mean, the innkeeper.
Hell yeah.
Your cellar is rat-free, good woman.
Oh, blessings. Blessings on you. Here's the 20 copper as promised. Oh, your cloak is soaked. Hang it by the fire and I'll get you some tea.
I'm fine. It will dry soon enough.
Anytime you folks want a drink, it's on the house.
You have gained 20 copper in coin and salvage.
There's nothing for us here. Let's go.
Two loaves for a copper.
Let's see if there's anything else in here.
Here's the inn. Should we enter? There's nothing for us here. Let's go.
All right, so...
Fresh bread, two loaves for a copper.
Let's go to the blacksmith.
Fresh bread, two loaves for a copper.
Yeah, this is pretty cool. I have to say.
Yo. Can I help you?
I'd like to see your weapons and armor.
Use up a...
I have this sturdy sword. I think this padded armor and bracers might fit you. You can have it for 50. I have this sturdy sword for 30 copper.
Press spacebar to consider purchase.
Get the sword.
Use arrow keys to cycle item stats. Press space. This item will cost 30 copper.
Here you are, girl. Don't cut yourself.
Use up and down arrow keys to cycle through items of in...
The padded armor.
Press space. Use arrowed. This item will cost 50 copper after salvage of old item. Your current coin amount is 45 copper. Press space.
Can't afford it yet.
Use up and down arrow key.
I'll be going now. Thank you.
Always welcome.
That sucks. Okay. Let's
two loaves for a copper.
Go to the bread lady. And then I think we'll end it here.
Herbals, essentials, stuff.
Greetings. How's your friend? Did that poultice do the trick?
You can ask him yourself.
I'm much better, thank you.
You caring for someone?
It's the husband. The grist is in his lungs again. If you're looking for a little work, I need more honey for a brew to clear his chest. He is usually the one I send to fetch it.
Oh, sweet.
There are a number of hives along the road just outside town. I could spare 15 copper if you collect for me.
Sweet.
Press spacebar to take up this quest.
Sweet, let's do
it. Key.
Sounds easy enough.
Here's the bucket.
We'll head out right now, then.
And don't tarry too long, or you'll come back full of stingers.
Alright, so I guess we're gonna get honey now.
We should keep some honey for our own use on the road.
I've never considered honey for more than sweetening cakes.
You Easterners. My father would sing to the bees in thanks every time I got a cold. I couldn't think of coughing without dodging a mouthful of honey.
My father never paid me much mind whether I was ill or well. I hear the bees.
I don't see them. They must be off the path somewhere.
Follow me, then.
Turn the face in.
There you go.
Sorry about the background.
All right. They're up in the tree.
All right.
You hold out the bucket. I'll go up and cut them down.
Are you all right?
No. I'm recording. No, I'm good.
Ah, son of a goat. They definitely sting. One's coming down. Ah, we have to move fast. They're on to us. Ah.
I'll lead us to the next hive. Ah.
Wait. Oh, there's the hive.
I see it. Here you go. We'll need a few more to fill the bucket. Lead the way. Hurry.
There's the next time.
Why aren't they seeing you? Ah, here is another. One more should do it. There it is.
There we go.
We have enough. Let's go. Try to keep up.
So that one wasn't quite as exciting.
Here is the honey you need.
Many thanks. And 15 coppers, as promised. Did you get stung?
Not me.
I don't want to talk about it.
Nature is both hostile and healing, as are we all. Be sure to take out the stingers, and then daub each with a bit of honey to help take away the pain.
Thank you, healer.
Farewell.
You have gained 15 copper in coin and salvage.
Where do you want to go? We can move on now.
Alright.
When you are ready to travel, press the tab key to bring up the character menu and select the travel map.
I thought I could buy more stuff from her. Let's see. Let's go back to her.
Another way then.
Maybe not. Let's go back to the blacksmith.
Can I help you?
I'd like to see your weapons and armor.
Use up and...
I think this padded armor and bracers might fit you.
Use arrow. This item will cost 50 copper after salvage of old item. Your current coin amount is 60 copper. Press space.
It's a fine piece. Take care of it.
There are no items for sale better than what you already own.
I'll be going now. Thank you.
Always welcome.
All right, so, yep. And I believe the game auto-saves, so we're good to go. So at this point...
Character menu. Travel map. Equipment. Coin and resume game.
So that's how you get to the next area. You choose travel map. I'm going to save that for the next episode, because this is getting pretty long. I hope you guys have enjoyed this.
Game op. Game. Game. Sa. Quit game. Resume. Quit game and return to main menu. Main menu. Continue. To game. Game. Quit game.
Yeah, I think this game is really cool. It's definitely got elements that were not in A Blind Legend, and there's much more to come, I'm sure. But I hope you are enjoying this playthrough. As always, if you have any questions or comments, leave them. I'll do my best to get back to them and and reply to them. I know I've been pretty bad about that, but I'll try to get to them. This game is available on itch.io and Steam, I believe. It's also on the Xbox, which is pretty cool. I don't have an Xbox, but it's pretty cool that we finally have an audio game on the Xbox. But anyway,
speech mode off. Speech mode talk.
Oops.
Audacity.
Anyway, that's going to do it for me for this part. You guys take care, and I will be back tomorrow with part two, where we will continue on to the next town or area. Anyway, you guys take care.